Good evening, and welcome to Limited Appeal, Season 13.
13?
This is episode Southern Nostril on a Northern...
We'll kind of give away the animal, then.
Nope. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Could be anything.
You could beep out the name, Warren.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Although You're Northern welcome. Might give it away.
I don't think so.
Really? That's there's the only one thing Dakota. That there's a Northern one of?
Dakota.
Yeah. Spin in the tunes, Jim.
Jim?
Isn't Jim. He the guy?
Oh, yeah, the research
nostril expert. Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what his next project is. Does he... measure the comparative asshole width or something of all the
how high is a pile of assholes?
Yeah, exactly.
The southern nostril, as he likes to call it.
Whoa, that was weird.
With his all right, mind. Spin it, Jimmy.
What season are we on, anyways?
Well, we kind of got... Yeah, we've been stuck on 11 for a few years now. we could skip 12 and go to 13. You know, normally people skip 13.
Yeah, yeah, let's do that.
I got really irrationally mad yesterday because on the plane that I was flying on, there was no 13th seat row.
Really?
Yeah. I almost sat in the wrong row because I had a 14th row ticket, right?
Oh, well, you were in row 13.
So I was actually in row 13, yeah. Exactly.
It's surprising you survived.
You should have started losing your shit because the people that made the plane didn't know how to count. And that you didn't feel safe because of it.
Do you think, what do people think? That just that one row is going to get taken out and the rest of the plane will just, go back together like a salami?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Can we back up and ask Warren how he eats salami? Do you just take one slice out of the middle?
And then shove it together again. Keep it fresh. Because if you just cut one end, it dries out.
I see. You're keeping the cut ends pressed together. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
That is kind of smart.
There you go, Luke.
Okay, all right.
You've been eating salami wrong all this time. Luke would just take the whole thing and deep throat it, I guess.
Doesn't dry out.
Grab your purse. We're going on the nature walk.
So welcome to Who's That Bird, Non-Bird Edition, Round 5, which I guess we could make the final round, because here's the scores. T-Bone is in the lead with 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
Luke has 4, and John has 3, pulling up the rear. But
that's how John makes his big finish.
News for John is there's 3 points available in this round.
Oh, lots of suspense.
So when you hear the sound, you have to either describe what the animal or the non-bird looks like, or you can guess a non-bird, an existing one. You have to describe what the animal is thinking or what they're trying to convey with the sound. And the third item is you have to describe what a collective term of these non-birds is.
Okay.
So here we go, round 5. Get your ears ready to listen to the sound by using your finger to start the
file. Okay. So should we listen now?
Yeah, listen.
Okay. That's a lot of beans.
Just to confirm, we're not listening to the bird in the background. We're listening to the non-bird in the foreground.
That's right, but the bird might give you a hint as to what the non-bird is.
Well, is there a bird in here as well? I thought it was all one apparatus.
Oh, well, I guess interpret it however you want. I guess I'm not an expert on this particular non-bird, so it could be.
Wow, somebody broke a sweat.
So maybe we should go in order of the highest score, just like they do on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it on Jeopardy. I don't remember.
That's how they do it on Jeopardy, I'm telling you.
There you go, then. Well, I missed that part, so I'm glad you clarified. Okay, so then that's me, right?
That's right, John.
This is, I mean, I don't know how you manage this, but it's me on a Monday morning, just pissed off with everything that I'm trying to do and frustrated. And, you know, basically it's like most Monday mornings. I'm just like, you know, pissed off. And what else am I supposed to say?
It's really not hard to record you. You'd be surprised.
You have to describe what you look like.
Oh, yeah.
Not that good. And then what? A pack of these creatures?
A pack of you, yeah.
Yeah. A bunch of jerks or a pile of assholes, you know, something like that.
Pile of assholes. Hard to make a good pile.
So there you go.
Well, did John describe how he looks?
I just said not that good.
People can go to the website to see what he looks like.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, Luke?
Well, yeah, there's something digestive going on here, but I don't think it's
so fortunate. It is, John.
I think it's hunger. So this is a hungry, hungry hippo, I think. This is a very skinny hippopotamus that has not eaten for a long time and is having some cramping going on. And they're loud. I've slept on the safari near where the hippos were feeding, and they make a lot of noise. So that's it, I think.
I thought for a second you were going to say you'd slept on a hippo before.
Well, it was close.
I was like, wow, that's intense.
Yeah,
and it was. You really would know that noise.
There was a lot of noise. It was, let's put it this way, they're not quiet eaters. They make a lot of noise.
What is not eating for a long time for a hippo? Is this like 3 hours or 3 weeks or something?
I don't know. That's a good question. I presume they're herbivores, so they got to eat quite a lot because it's not very nutrient rich.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's probably a few hours.
Okay.
I guess. So that describes what they're thinking. They're hungry, right? And the collective term for hippos is a pod. They're almost like whales.
So,
good enough.
It's not a pile of hippos?
Could be. When they're eating really loud and keeping you awake, they're a pile of assholes.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though? It's the group is called a pile of hippos?
Yeah, it would. I think we should change it.
Yeah.
Over to you, T-Bone.
Whew. Stiff competition.
Really?
Visually, this bird is, or this non-bird is much larger than a hippo or than John. Much larger.
Wow.
And really getting into the details is negligible. We'll just say that it's larger. It's heavier than both of your options. So we'll go with that. I think what we're hearing.
Using the Price is Right rules here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm Luke plus one on the visual.
That's sort of the reverse Price is Right, isn't it? Because wasn't it always like $1 under or something?
That's right. You can't be over. Yeah.
You can't be over. So if he said hippo plus negligible, he's in a good spot.
I think that what this non-bird is experiencing is it's an imitation. It's watching traffic and it's imitating traffic. It's like it's like if you were playing a video game and it was watching a video game. It's imitating what it's seeing. So it's watching the traffic. Okay. It's kind of this is what we're hearing it experience, and the group of them is called a hill. A hill of these things.
A hill.
Yeah.
Good. A hill of assholes.
Which is closest, Warren?
Very, very good answers, unlike how we usually play. So this is excellent. So the animal is the white rhinoceros, also known as the square-lipped rhinoceros.
Square-lipped.
Wow. Yeah.
John was pretty close. Wow. And interestingly enough, the white rhinoceros is the second largest land animal next only to the elephant. So it is larger and heavier. So it is
larger than a hippo.
Than a hippo.
So, no way.
Price is right rules.
So T-Bone definitely gets the point for the
all animal. Right.
The sound was two bulls fighting in a territorial dispute, and the calls were from the subordinate bull.
Oh.
Which was, he was very frustrated and pissed off. Like John. Just like John.
Yeah.
So, John, you get that point.
All right. All right.
And, he didn't even argue. Nice.
How did they do that, by the way? Did they go and ask the rhinos, like, what were you feeling when you were making those noises? What was that all about?
Well, I added the part that he was frustrated and pissed off. But he, like, if he's losing the battle, he must be kind of pissed off, no?
Maybe he liked being subordinate. Different strokes.
Well, it's he
like,
did.
He's cheering. He's like, yes!
He sounded pretty frustrated.
Yeah. Okay.
And the collective term of a white rhinoceros is a crash. Wow. So
really?
T-Bone said they were imitating traffic.
Oh.
Which is not really the answer to the correct question.
But since we're grasping at anything at all, right?
Yeah, there's no one else is close. So
all right.
Damn it.
So T-Bone ends up with 7 points.
Oh my god.
So Luke and John get last place shared.
Again.
Okay. Again. You know what that means.
It's a beautiful Saturday, my friends.
Yay!
So interesting thing about hippos is they spend about rhinoceros. According to Wikipedia, half of their day is spent eating, a third of the day is spent resting. And the rest of the day doing various other things.
They're counting.
What is that? That's
mowing the lawn.
Of like executive time or whatever.
They're on Twitter the rest of the time. You know, so I was recently in Africa, and the number they gave me for how much water forest elephants are smaller than savannah elephants. Do you guys know how many liters of water they need every day?
3-4 maybe.
6.
6.01.
I read about this. Oh, Warren. Strategy. It's smart.
It's got to be some ungodly number, but what is
250 liters a day.
Man.
Yeah. See, and elephant meat doesn't even taste that good. It's a waste of water.
Wow. It's really strong. He really went in there straight
for
the...
Have you had elephant meat?
I'm sure I must have at some point. I try and have a little of everything. I'm sure somebody served it at some point.
And you remember it being pretty low on the delicious...
Yeah, it was a little dry.
Yeah.
All that water didn't help, hey?
No!
I read that rhinos can actually go 4 to 5 days without drinking water. So they're probably don't taste very good either.
No.
But, the northern white rhino, there's two subspecies, northern and southern white rhinos. The northern white rhino, there are only two left in the world, and they're both females, and they're both in captivity. So they're not going to be around anymore. I wonder if they'll just drop southern after the northern ones are gone.
Yeah, no sense in distinguishing.
There's only one Dakota now.
Okay.
Oh, and one other thing about the white rhinoceros, they have the widest set of nostrils of any land-based animal.
Wow. So I wonder who's keeping track of those.
Yeah, that's a peculiar... Like
who's measuring the nostrils of animals?
Who's doing the comparative analysis? Like, whose research is like, you know, well, I don't really focus on any one species. I just compare all of the nostril sizes.
Yeah. Make sure you send that nostril measurement to Jim.
Yeah.
Also, how do they measure this? Do they measure like the length of the septum, or do they measure from the middle to the middle?
No, it's the widest.
Where?
That's it's still based a on nose exactly. lip, the outer nose lip.
So you're saying the outer edge?
No, the widest.
Yeah, I don't think we're measuring depth.
The nostril is a good point.
A meter stick.
Isn't the nostril the hole?
Yeah,
but where do you measure it? It's not just a single point.
Well, maybe across the hole?
Width.
I think once you're inside the hole, it's considered the brain.
Yeah.
On the one
hand, actually, I think I read that their nostrils are bigger than their brain. I'm not even making that up.
It sounds exactly like you're just making that up.
Yeah, I gotta find that then.
Yeah,
right from Wikipedia, which I didn't add. The olfactory passages are responsible for smell are larger than their entire brain, and they have the widest set of nostrils of any land-based animal.
They should really be using that for some forensic work with the detective department.
Well, have their
bring
own...
this guy around. He can probably smell things from months ago.
Well, now the other thing I thought was once Warren mentioned the bit about their olfactory passages or whatever being bigger than the brain, it's like, well, now that raises other questions. Are they doing this by volume? Like, is it a volumetric comparison of the entire passage to the brain volume? Luke, I think you should take over this research because I think it's all fucked up.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh no! My rhino nose is small. Where's my horn?
Can't find it.
Where's my horn?
I don't know.
Where's my horn?
Can't find it.
I can't find my horn. Is this my horn?
Oh, that's some corn.
Is this my horn?
No, that's a heart.
Is this my horn?
No, that's a spoon.
What about a whale? Surely a whale's got a bigger nostril.
No. They see. He said land-based.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
I remember him saying that.
I remembered
thinking, what are the non-land-based things nostrils like?
I mean, maybe it's not that surprising. If they're already the second biggest animal and the biggest is an elephant that just has a stupid trunk, they're not going to have big nostrils.
What's stupid about a trunk?
They're going to have long nostrils.
Well, in the nostril world, it's pretty weak.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I would have thought, you know, the elephants seem to use them for sucking up water and whatnot. So I would have thought maybe they'd be big, but I don't know.
Well, they're small holes compared to these giant holes of a rhino.
Well, I don't know about either.
Why does a rhino need to smell that well? Like, they just eat grass and they have no predators that hunt them. Like,
does having big nostrils mean they can smell really well?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. Because I would think, like, dogs don't have huge nostrils. I don't think that's what makes them so good at smelling.
But they're deep.
They're really deep. Oh, those are pretty big, too, that elephant.
If you want to see these images, go to our website and see what we're talking about.
Well, I got to look up a rhinoceros nostril now.
You won't find them there, but you can go to our website anyway.
Shutterstock has stock footage of white rhino nostrils.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. They are really wide, but they're kind of oval. It's kind of cheating, I think. Here's an oxpecker eating mucus from the nostril.
Oh, that's nice.
Oxpecker.
Should really be called a nostril pecker.
Yeah.
Or a rhino picker. They're not very choosy.
They could live in that nostril. That's how small they are.
They're quite big, actually. I think the rhino's just very big.
Well, the nostril's just very big.
Oh, I see what you mean. Probably not great habitat inside there.
Well, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet, anyway.
Might be a good place to go during a storm or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Take refuge in there.
That would have been great in The Empire Strikes Back if instead of slicing open that animal in the snow, they just went in the nostrils of the animal.
Yeah.
Wonder why they didn't do that.
They didn't think of it.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Only they knew this information.
Well, we've discovered it for them. For the next episode, it may pop up.
Let's hope. That's the end of the show.
Right, so that's it. Thanks for listening.
You made it.
To hear more episodes, go to our website at limitedappeal.net.
And you can subscribe to our podcast on the iTunes Music Store. Just search for Limited Appeal.
And if you want to send us a message, email us at maskedman@limitedappeal.net.
In case you were expecting something, this is what you get.
By the way, fuck you guys. I'm out of here.
Warren's been muted again, or I have.
Have I? Am I muted?
Nope, you're there.
No, I can hear you.
I wasn't talking. Maybe that was the issue.